Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Welcome to Friday's podcast. This is my final podcast for the week. Next week, my colleague Helen Ward will take the reins and lead us on through the Book of Acts. Today, our reading is Acts chapter 10, verses 17 to 33, but today we'll focus on verses 25 to 28. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up. "Stand up," he said, "I'm only a man myself." While talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. He said to them, "You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile, but God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean." A thought for the day. I'd like to continue our dog theme, if at all possible. In 2011, we moved to Cambridge. About 6 months after we moved, the Bishop of Ely came to visit us. He's a wonderful man, a very tall man who instantly puts you at ease with a warmth as big as his stature. As soon as he sat on our sofa, our dog Archie was really drawn to him. I sometimes think dogs are great judges of character. So he got up from his dog bed and he sat at the bishop's feet. Actually, he sat on his feet. He obviously didn't feel close enough to him, so he kind of sat up and he rested his head on the bishop's lap. Now, we were a little concerned about this, but the bishop assured us that he was fine with the dog's head on his lap. And to show us how at peace he was with the situation, he decided to affirm the dog by stroking him and smiling at him. Unfortunately, Archie took this as a signal for a cuddle, and before we could leap out of our chairs to stop him, he'd leapt onto the bishop's lap. Now they were face to face. It was beyond awkward. Now, removing the dog from the bishop's lap was a whole new level of awkward. It was a total faux pas. In today's passage, we come across a bit of a faux pas. The first one is when Peter arrives at Cornelius' house. Immediately, Cornelius falls at Peter's feet. Such an outward display of devotion, of submission, affection, reverence from a man of his stature is incredible. It's interesting that Peter's response is to make him stand up straight away. In some ways, Peter removes himself quickly from being Cornelius' object of devotion. He just won't have it. He's not tempted to receive the adoration. Peter is having none of Cornelius' worship. Peter, after all, as he says, is just a man chosen by God. After Cornelius' faux pas, Peter's opening line to those gathered is pretty blunt. He says this: "You are well aware that it's against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile." It's a little bit of a challenge in the face of Middle Eastern hospitality. But he goes on to say this: "But God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean." This short exchange, Cornelius's falling at Peter's feet, the sense of misplaced worship, and Peter's rather blunt opening line to his sermon tells us that he refuses to be their God. But also he refuses to treat them as dogs. Up until this point, for Gentiles to join the church, they really would have to become full Jews as well. Now Gentiles and Jews alike are called to repent, turn their lives over to Jesus, and embrace baptism as the sign of new life and belonging. Peter's stepping into Cornelius' home is a sign of incredible breakthrough. It's a reminder that God, by his grace, steps into my home, to my life. My sin makes me unclean, but it's God in his mercy who cleans me up, and I'm so thankful. And it's a reminder that in our less than perfect lives, where our animals can embarrass us, that we are called to enter those places perhaps we wouldn't really want to go, to people's homes where it's an inconvenience, or our workplaces where we don't always want to be there or like the people that we work with, or the communities we're confused why the Lord has sent us, all of those places that God is sending us. to embrace, to love, and to show God's mercy. So let's enter this day, knowing as the Lord has reached out to us, accepted us, he's in the process of cleaning us up. He's calling us on and outwards to bless and love and include other people. Let's pray. Jesus, I pray that today that you may open more and more doors for us. Send us out into the places of the city, the highways and the byways. Jesus, to embrace those people, neighbours, work colleagues, fellow students, whatever it might, whoever it is you're sending us to, Lord, that we may share love and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Acts chapter 10, verses 17 to 33. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate. They called out asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, three men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." Peter went down and said to the men, "I'm the one you're looking for. Why have you come?" The men replied, "We have come from Cornelius, the centurion. He's a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to ask you to come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say." Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests. The next day started out with them, and some of the believers from Joppa went along. The following day he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up. "Stand up," he said, "I'm only a man myself." While talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. He said to them, "You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile. But God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without raising an objection. May I ask why you sent for me?" Cornelius answered, "3 days ago I was in my house praying. At this hour, at 3 in the afternoon, suddenly a man in shining clothes stood before me and said, 'Cornelius, God has heard your prayer and remembered your gifts to the poor. Send to Joppa for a man who is called Peter. He is a guest in the home of Simon the Tanner, who lives by the sea. So I sent for you immediately, and it was good of you to come. Now we are all here in the presence of God to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great are you, Lord. Great. Give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Great. That is broken. shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.